This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines, waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're now into the third hour. Final segment with Paul Watson. I'm going to let him get back to all the important work he's doing, but we're going to be shifting gears and getting Rob Dew's take on this as well. We've got three of our reporters there. All I can say is incredible job, crew. They are forcing the mainstream media to report on what's happening. Secret global government meetings, amazing. Paul, you're there at the train station. We saw a bunch of police raids, and we've seen women in hijabs walking around and kids running around appearing to be on something. I'm not sure. With another man that was drunk talking on camera saying they were from North Africa and Afghanistan. Other points, and then I'd like to, you know, basically get a ground tour for TV viewers, and I'll narrate for radio listeners.
Yeah, one other point is that there were two arrests today. There were two protesters who just turned up, calmly sat down outside the barricades. They weren't screaming, they weren't shouting, they weren't saying anything. They were holding two cardboard signs which said something like, why the secrecy, we want transparency, something like that. Completely non-offensive, there were no cuss words in the signs. After about 30 minutes, the police came up to them, and eventually it was three rows thick of police, obviously to keep us dangerous reporters away from them. They had a long conversation about how there was no free speech in Germany while Bilderberg is in the town of Dresden. And they were forced to put the signs away, and that's where it stopped in that moment. But a few hours later, the police came back and arrested them for possessing a tent. They had this little green tent. I don't know what they were doing with it. But these people who were British, you know, they were quite polite people. They were just having a conversation with the police. But no free speech in Germany while Bilderberg is in town. And it's ironic because they were accosted by the police. And literally about 5 minutes later, Vernon Jordan arrived. I think that's his name. And he's a civil rights activist. So you've got a top civil rights activist heading into Bilderberg while within 5 minutes people are being harassed simply for holding protest signs outside of Bilderberg and having their free speech crushed. So I thought that was kind of ironic.
Well, I mean, look, I don't say this to be sensational. In fact, I'm almost ashamed that I'm not more upset. Germany has fallen to tyranny. Germany is like Nazi Germany again, but it's leftist controlled. They're arresting people for rallying. They're telling people, shut up. It's horrible that Germany has police that have turned into anti-free speech thugs and who follow illegal orders. This is despicable.
Well, it's not just Germany. We saw it last year in Austria. I mean, we got pretty much the same treatment there. They kind of relented in the last couple of days.
I would bring up to these people when they say, we're going to arrest you if you keep covering this, I'd say Nuremberg Code. Nuremberg. I'd say Nuremberg. Remember, don't just follow orders. I would declare Nuremberg Code. That'll be in the paper and might actually wake Germans up. Like, yeah, Nuremberg Code.
We've heard reports that some of them are threatening physical violence against other reporters who are here. I don't know whether that's true. It might not be.
Those are some of the claims going around. Absolutely. Look, here's the thing. They're nice until you don't follow their orders, and they follow orders, and that's what allowed Hitler to do what he did. Be your own people. Don't be robots.
No, exactly. And I mean, in saying that, there's a lot of political activism around this city. I mean, just driving here to the...
Oh, no, Germans on average that are awake are great people. It's their police that have the problem.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be informed. Some don't. I mean, a lot of the tourists that come here didn't know what was going on. But we spoke to one guy from Nepal who was an immigrant, a student immigrant to Germany. He's been here for 4 years, speaks perfect English. He was unhappy about how the media was portraying Pegida as racist. He's a Trump supporter. He's against this migrant invasion, and he's a hardworking immigrant who's learned the language, integrated. He's a big fan of us, and, you know, he sees it exactly the same way. So that was a real narrative buster. And, again, that was another good interview that's up on the Alex Jones channel.
Paul Joseph Watson, amazing job. Keep dominating. Keep exposing the globalists. This is superhero-level events we're seeing with the InfoWars team. Linked up with DrudgeReport.com right now. The top story is Drudge dare report on a global government secret meeting and reporters being harassed and arrested. My gosh. It's like when he reported on them not having votes in Colorado. How dare him say that the election was suspended? How dare you care? How dare I care?
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
And the GCN Radio Network.
The Bilderberg, the big shadow government, wants to have a worldwide internet tax. They can track you and tax you and shut you off the web. They want to end the family, put us all in 200 square foot coffin apartments. So we pay 90% of our money in taxes. So it's siphoned off to them who are exempt. They want to play God. They want to stay hidden in the shadows as their world government project is constructed. But they shouldn't be too proud of this technological terror. Because humanity, rising and being aware of it, will end it. We have the ultimate veto power. Now, Rob Dew's going to report with us a few minutes, and I'm going to get into all these Democrat websites and the New York Daily News and others going, but Bernie Sanders had more delegates than Hillary Clinton, just got the superdelegates who are party officials, and they're ignoring the fact that Bernie really won all these states and should be the leader. And then they have all these weird socialist women going, does it matter? It's part of our socialist plan. she's a woman, so it's okay. It's like, it's okay. Ted Cruz is a real conservative, so he's allowed to get all the votes in states and suspend the voting. Or you have the voting, and then they just take the delegates. So this is a big deal. And then them saying she's a goddess on CNN and blurring everything, and she shines like Jesus in his ascension or something, and they say, look at the God. So that's all going on. But right now, let's go back to Dresden at the train station to see the results of the country flooded with the illegals there. And then give us a tour. I'll narrate for radio listeners, Rob, dude.
Yeah. Well, Alex, right now, the guy that was jumping around earlier, he seems to have pissed off another person who's over here. The fight might ensue in 1 second.
Let's go over there.
All right.
There's a drunk guy hopping around. He said he was from Afghanistan. Or
exactly.
Folks from Algeria.
Now, Alex, I ran around and shot a bunch of B-roll before we went on live. And just walking around here, I saw the cops questioning several groups of immigrants, just asking for their papers and whatnot. When we walked up, there was a guy showing them their ID. And, and then going through the train station. Some couldn't get on. One guy couldn't get on the train because he didn't have a ticket. But he was trying to get on the train. The guy said no. So he's sitting there talking to his friends. And, right now it doesn't seem like it's super busy, but it's, it seems to be, packed with guys just hanging out, loafing around, as you would say. And, it's interesting. I talked to a family, a couple. I put the interview up on Infowars.com. She was German. He was Jewish. And, they seem kind of fine with the migrants coming in. They think everybody seems to think there's this endless pool of money to pay for benefits and housing and food.
Even though most of these radical Muslims being brought in on record want to kill every Jew they get their hands on.
That's true. And we kind of got into that at the end. And I said something in the terms of, maybe Germany has Holocaust. They feel bad for the Holocaust, so they're letting these people in to make up for it. And he didn't want to get into that, and that kind of pissed him off. And then
it's globalism. It's a project to end Europe. It's a project to create total division. They're bringing in people that just sit around on a bunch of bums and, adopt every form of crime you can imagine, because under Islam, it's okay to commit crimes
right.
against non-Muslims.
Exactly. And, another interesting thing that happened today, people were coming up to us, wanted to know what was going on. All the tourists were, the tours were going through, and they would stop. They would hear us speaking English. What's going on? What's going on? So then I just started videotaping these people and saying, well, I'm going to have to videotape you. If I'm going to tell you what this is, you're going to get educated. And so we just, started telling them about the Bilderberg group, because there wasn't much going on for a few hours. We're sitting there waiting. I guess the highlight was two highlights were Vernon Jordan and Henry Kissinger. I've yet to see Lindsey Graham show up.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
They just started arriving, today, and it runs, the real Bilderberg is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. Well, really on Monday sometimes.
The light.
Why?
Go ahead.
Why? What triggered the police? Because I know this happened in Austria last year, too. Is it fair to say the worst police we've seen are in Germany and Austria? Because, we would report if somebody did something for the police to respond, but from what I heard from Paul, no one's doing anything. People are polite. They're like threatening to arrest or arresting British tourists. British tourists are stereotypically the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah, and those people were, and they saw what happened last night, so they knew what they were getting into when they did their little protest. But basically, it just said, their sign said, what have you had to hide? And the other sign said, this will get confiscated. Prophetic, because it did get confiscated, and we've got that video coming out. We shot it in many parts because it was kind of a long situation.
So there's photos up in the story at drudgereport.com. The photos are there.
Okay, good. And, it's just amazing the way we're being treated. And last night, while we were getting harassed by the police, the 20 or so police that harassed us.
Was there any trigger? Because they looked hateful. They just looked like they hated you.
Well, at some point, they got really mad at my light. I turned on a video light because it was pitch black almost. And, I like to shoot good video. So I turned on a light. And then one guy just started going off. And I could tell what he was mad at. Through the broken German that I speak. And, our translator, who also seemed to be pro-migrant, said, he doesn't like your light. Could you turn it off? And, but they thoroughly searched my bag. They went through every pocket, pulled out every little thing. They pulled out the safety pins. I had safety pins in a little pocket.
Germans checked your papers and searched everything thoroughly? No.
Yeah, they did. They were very thorough. And they were marveling at the tools that I had. I have all these little tools for things. And, a little tool in there. I'm like, yeah, I use a lot of tools. I'm kind of German like you guys. And but it was really it was surreal because we really got five steps away from this restaurant, and then they were on us. Then the van started pulling up, more vans started pulling up, and it was how they went after the two cardboard protesters, the cardboard sign protesters. They surround, like four were just standing there kind of stalking them, and then they all came at once, and one guy, you could tell he was, I think, learning how to be a tyrannical police officer, started reading from the guidebook. You know, Dresden makes law where you cannot have sign here, but you could have a sign over here. So they were speaking English to the English speakers, and it was very interesting to watch that go on. And Josh shot some good footage from up top. I shot some footage of it. We're going to be putting that up. So people,
by the way,
notice
there's not a lot of tall buildings in Dresden. That's because, 500,000 people got killed in one night in a famous bombing. That was supposedly a children's city off limits. They had an agreement with England. But right. To get Hitler mad to shift gears and stop bombing military bases, they sent in RAF raids to bomb civilian targets. And Hitler took the bait and lost World War II because of it. Dresden was a key turning point.
Correct. And when we were in the Pegida protest, there's a little marker where the first bomb fell. So they make a little, it fell in the square there, and they made a little marker.
Well, the Germans already followed a globalist project once. I mean, the Euro is a Nazi project. So here they are helping continue a real Nazi project that will destroy their own families and collapse Germany. And they don't care because the cops, you know, think they're God. It's a perfect example of compartmentalization.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's what they said. We don't make these rules up. We're just following orders.
Next time, bring up Nuremberg Code. I declare Nuremberg.
If people brought that up while this was going on, somebody said, that's something from Nuremberg. That's from Nuremberg. And that's exactly what it was. And last night, I got mad after a while. It takes me a while, but once I get mad, I start, like, spouting off. And I started spouting off, well, if I was a Syrian migrant, you guys would be kissing my ass and giving me a home and food and all this money. You wouldn't be treating me like this. And I don't know if that pissed them off or not. They didn't really answer me. But today I talked to a few of them. I talked to a guy who had been to California. He'd heard my accent and wanted to know where I was from. And we talked for a while, and he's working on a sergeant. But, you know, these people are essentially, I told him, I said, the reason people don't like you and they're disrespecting you is because you're protecting criminals. And that's the bottom line. And you could say, well, they're not criminals. They're criminals. These people are criminals. They work above the law. They think the law doesn't affect them.
That's right, and following their orders doesn't protect you. I mean, plus your peaceful press.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, they're arresting Germans all over the country that try to protest the open borders. The German government works for globalists and is a outside occupying group taking you over. Do you understand that? Comprende? Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
And that's what we've been telling people about, the people that have been walking up talking to us. Paul had an interesting debate with a lady who was from England talking about the Brexit, and she was older and she's worried about her pension. That's why she's going to vote to stay in.
They always hold you hostage. You know, give us a bailout or we'll implode you, when they're the ones screwing you over. Iceland, well, get the bankers out, doing great now.
And people don't realize there's not going to be a pension by the time the pension's gone. They're using the pension in Germany to pay for the migrants. Okay, and these police get out. They on the side of the police cars. It says, "Come with us for a great job." They think they're going to get a pension. It's gone, buddy.
No, they'll all find out. I mean, just like when 20 million Germans got killed in World War II, following orders is going to get you in a really bad position, and I just feel sorry for them. Well, listen, huge success, man. InfoWars videos and reports are all over the news. Top story on DrudgeReport.com. Global government's being openly discussed. Mainstream media is admitting they want global government. They want internet taxes. They want internet IDs. They hate Donald Trump. I mean, I've never seen such success. I've kind of gotten jaded to a certain point because we were having such success. But thank God. Thank you guys. Thank everybody involved. I just can't wait the next few days to see what else happens as you guys file reports constantly to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and as DrudgeReport.com and others pick it up. But I keep doing Drudge credit because when we cover it, a lot of folks see it on the internet, millions read it, and it's successful. When Drudge picks it up, everybody looks at Drudge, not just, you know, libertarians and patriots. And then it forces the media to cover it. It's just a huge deal, dude. I mean, top story on Drudge.
Yeah, no, and that wakes up more people. More people go, wow, what is Bilderberg? And then they start thinking about it and go, wait a minute. A secret group gets together from Western Europe and Canada and the United States, and they have these meetings, and a lot of these people run giant capital firms.
Decide on ends up being the agenda the next year. I mean, this is important.
Exactly, yeah. And you know Lindsey Graham's here to try to figure out how they're going to stop Donald Trump. that he's instrumental in stopping Trump. Okay, that I don't think people understand the gravity.
CNBC now admits that. They admit from their sources, our sources are correct. That's why this is important. Well, listen, get back in there. Keep getting your articles up. You can add more to the Drudge Report article. You know, it develops, obviously, the video of those folks actually getting harassed or signs being taken. But I mean, imagine the German police working for foreign multinationals and Nazi war criminals are there harassing the press. This is truly despicable. And I believe it's a crime against humanity and a crime against free speech worldwide. Merkel is a tyrant and is the second coming of Hitler.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you.
shift gears into what's happening here domestically. This first clip, of course, is Jamie Foxx a few years ago saying Barack Obama is the Lord and Savior. And then we've got a clip of the media basically telling everybody that we must recognize this is historical, that she's a woman. Total gimmick. No, she's a criminal. It doesn't matter what her race or what sex. You can't make us bow down to her because she's a woman and use this gimmick. Then we cut to a minute and a half of her being accepted and her coming out on stage as a goddess. If you're not a radio listener, you got to go to InfoWars.com/show to look at the video. A huge Joker smile, Princess Leia goddess outfit, like she's being worshipped, and then they blur everything like she's on fire. I mean, this is ritualistic. This is bizarre. This is them trying to set her up like a dictator. I mean, what a freak show. So let's go to that first clip.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Now, here they are introducing our new Lord and Savior with a unified across the media from Fox News to CNN, the same talking point. Here it is.
Did you hear it? It's the sound of that glass ceiling breaking, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on.
It's an incredible and historic moment, again, no matter your politics.
And I think we can all admit, no matter what your politics are in this situation, no matter who you support, this is a very historic moment.
Adam, no matter what your politics, this is a historic moment.
Regardless of your politics, this is a historic moment. You know, with all the back and forth over Sanders and Clinton and Trump and everything on the Republican side, can we just take a second to stop and recognize history?
Regardless of where you stand politically, tonight is a very special night for women in this country.
And some residents this morning are saying that regardless of politics, they are proud that their local girl has made history.
Whatever your politics are, we need to mark this moment in American history.
However you feel about Hillary Clinton, she claimed her place in history.
No matter what side of the aisle you're on, there's no denying Hillary Clinton has made history.
Whatever you think about Hillary Clinton, whatever you think about her politics, an important moment for the nation.
Now that's enough. Just turn it off, please. That's the Washington Free Beacon doing a great job there. So with that compilation, what we're seeing here is total brainwashing. That was simultaneously, as it happened, they had that all pre-written, ready to push that this is for women. Yeah, how's that multi-thousand percentage point increase in breast cancer doing for you in the West? Oh, it's a historic day for women. How's all the infertility doing for you? How's the extra work hours be treated like trash working for you? Because the whole women's movement the last 80 years has been run by Eva Bernays and then the CIA. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try to look at the roles of men and women in society, but they're getting rid of roles for humans, and the machines are coming. Now, let's now look at a compilation of Hillary coming out on stage and being worshipped and then leaning back in a Princess Leia outfit and CNN blurring the footage. And then CNN came out and called her a god and a goddess who was being worshipped. I mean, these are quotes. It doesn't get any more freakazoid than this. And then she's got a big rubber head with a giant jack-o'-lantern face. Her face could be a horror movie cover. I'm not kidding. She could be a Saw cover. I'm going to call Mark Berg up and say you should make her the new star. I mean, a big rubber-headed psychopath demon. Cult leader. Let's go ahead and roll the footage. I'm going to be describing this for radio listeners.
First time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party nominee.
And she calls it a robot. There are plenty of women as queens and dictators and elected.
Be no mistake. Senator Sanders, his campaign, and the vigorous debate that we've had about how to raise incomes, reduce...
By the way, they stole the election from him.
Increase
nobody cares. It's okay.
...have been very good for the Democratic Party and for America.
Well, the Democratic Party comes first.
Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president. Stoking fear and rubbing salt in wounds. And reminding us daily just how great he is. He says, let's make America great again. That is code for let's take America backwards.
No, it means no better trade deals, bitch.
Tonight's victory.
These idiots behind her.
About one person.
Oh, that's good. Now let's show the footage then when CNN warps it and turns her into the goddess as we go out to break. And she's doing bizarre Joker faces and then being worshipped by this pack of morons.
Extinguishing her first trailblazing campaign.
Her trailblazing campaign.
A triumph in her long Democratic primary.
Oh, look at the goddess.
Exactly 8 years after extinguishing her first trailblazing campaign.
Look at that Jezebel smile. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're seeing reporters arrested, people harassed, British tourists with signs saying what's happening in the building being detained, their bags ransacked, their signs and property stolen. I tell you, this is really a frightening time to see the tyranny that is unfolding all across the world when you attempt to expose globalists and their corporate operations to establish a private corporate planetary government. The good news is InfoWars.com, and our breakdown of this is the top story on Drudge, and right above it, in the same block, is mainstream newspapers and publications from the UK to the US admitting, okay, they're setting up world government. Okay, they want to shut down free speech. Okay, they want to shut down Donald Trump. World planners meet in secret to discuss the British exit. Migrants, Trump on the menu, reporters chased away, and worse. And that is the biggest link on the internet right there. So it's being forced out in the open. That is so exciting. And somebody's been helping do that for years is Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian. He was somewhat of a critic of it, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, whenever it was. We went to Turkey, and they arrested him, and took his stuff and treated him like crap over and over, and he went, wow, this really is tyrannical. So he's gone from being somewhat of a comedic journalist, who was very popular, to being more serious on that, at least on that subject. We're going to talk to him here in about a minute and a half. Before we go any further here today, we have a great sponsor, SolutionsFromScience.com, and they've been sponsors of ours for close to 10 years, and they only come around every once in a while, though, when they've got something really special. The Pocket Power X, a new pocket-sized device, lets you create your own personal micro power grid. It's an amazing system. And they've got a whole bunch of other great survival systems. But forget survival system. It's good to just start moving off the grid, even if it starts slowly. This is the great unit to start with. But for all your survival needs, you name it, they've got them at solutionsfromscience.com. You can find a wide variety of preparedness products, from solar power generators, survival gear, and fertilizers. They're all available right now and great pricing from Solutions from Science website, solutionsfromscience.com, or give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's solutionsfromscience.com. And then briefly, we only had it once. We only had it one time. We've got like 20 products now on InfoWarsLife.com. We just get the top scientists, top researchers, bringing the very best organic, clean, triple-tested products. And Living Defense is harmful organism cleansing. 120 big horse capsules. They're powder form. So you absorb them. What is it? So it's like 30 different herbs and compounds that are known to knock out parasites just across the board. A lot of these things have been used for thousands of years to knock out parasites. Some of these are the latest developments in cleanly doing it. And this thing was such a sleeper. It sold out in 2 days. It's taken us 6 months to get all these ingredients again, have them all tested, have them all be organic, have them all be at California standards. That's meant to be impossible. And when you purchase it, it funds the operation. So for yourself, your children, you name it, it's all seen as healthy and safe to do. But always check with your physician, because who knows what other situations you may personally have. It's discounted, even though it's a product we sell out of. Normally $44, it's $34 right now. It's almost got 5 stars in third-party review sites that we have linked. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm very, very excited that we got triple the amount we got 6 months ago, but that'll probably still sell out in a couple weeks. That's a good problem to have, but it's very expensive to be able to send, three reporters to Germany and send, five reporters the last week to California to cover the primaries. We're having a big effect, but it's very expensive. So thank you for buying the Hillary for President shirts, the Molon Labe shirts, genetic roulette books and videos on how dangerous GMO is. People say, are you liberal or conservative? I'm just a populist, common sense. You got a bunch of world government people meeting in secret. They're acting like reporters of the criminals, and I'm just proud of my crew and others having the courage to be out there. Now, speaking of courage, Charlie Skelton has a lot of courage because they target him, I've got to say, six, seven, I don't know, time flies, years that he's been covering Bilderberg, because he's with probably the biggest newspaper arguably in the world. It's not even the New York Times. All over Europe, it's the big English, language paper folks read. And he's able to actually cover it. The Guardian lets him cover real issues, because they know that's how you remain credible, in my view. And so the police and governmental people know that he's, high-powered. And I'm kind of speaking for him. I haven't had private conversations with him on this, so I've been at Bilderberg three or four times with him. He's a great guy, he and his wife. But am I correct in saying they target you, Charlie? I know you didn't come on about this today. You came on to tell us about what you witnessed the last few days, and as Bilderberg officially kicked off, it just seems like every year, and my crew was saying this, they seem to target you, detain you, arrest you, raid your hotel rooms, harass you, try to get your rental cars taken away. I mean, is that an accurate statement, and why are they coming after you if it is an accurate statement?
Well, first of all, hello, Alex. It's lovely to be here.
Good to have you.
You're looking well, looking very smart. Well, this year hasn't been as bad as last year, I have to say. Last year was pretty bad. The Austrian police were pretty tough. But this year, the German police, there's not much dialogue going on. And yes, we were held up for, 3/4 of an hour last night, with the usual checks and this, that, and the other. To be honest, there have been other people this year who had it worse. So, which I have to say I'm glad about. On a purely selfish basis. Really, what I think you have to say the story this year for me is the number of politicians that have come. It's a very, very political summit. And, you know, people don't realize that it's, a lot of people, I don't know what they think it is, but when you look at the sheer number of politicians here, you have to treat it as a political summit. I mean, three members of the German cabinet are here, you know, two prime ministers, and, you know, four finance ministers, including the Canadian finance minister. And there's a, it's a high-level political summit, but one that's thrown by, you know, Deutsche Bank and Airbus. You know, it's a lobbying junket, a big, intense one that all of these people come to. That's as you say, it's a globalist operation. I mean, it very definitely is.
Break down from your perspective how Bilderberg is changing, because you talk about they're still powerful, but they're a little more paranoid.
Well, one of the I think with the Brexit, the whole Brexit debate is something that concerns them, because for various reasons it would completely unplug the whole TTIP trade deal. But worse than that, it would fragment this building block of the European Union, which is part of their, when I say they, I mean the kind you know, globalists. Ideologues of that particular ilk, it would be a dangerous fracture of that kind of free trade and political bloc. And they talk about the serious consequences and the dangers. A lot of the people here in Dresden have spoken out. For example, Henri de Castries, the chairman of Bilderberg, you know, he talks about the serious consequences of Brexit. A lot of them do. Thomas Enders, the head of Airbus, who's pretty much playing host here, he's talked about lobbying for Brexit, against Brexit for the Remain people. And the Remain campaign has had money from Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. Goldman Sachs, you know, I've had a conversation myself with a director of Goldman Sachs. He was having a glass of wine last night, and I went up and said hello. I said, would you mind having a press conference? That would be nice. And he said he'd pass it on. So whether or not he will, I hope he does.
Well, let's remember, Charlie Skelton, again, the London Guardian, that just 5, 6, 7 years ago, some mainstream media was saying Bilderberg didn't exist. So yeah, this is a huge victory for independent real press that now at least they admit it exists. And that to a great extent, it is as important as Davos. It's just basically a private Davos that predates Davos. I mean, that's how I put it.
Absolutely. And I think if you look at the press, you can see there's a definite change. You know, year by year, you get more pieces in the mainstream press that treat it seriously, more pieces that do an analysis of the list, that the participant list, that look at it as a kind of political, commercial, private summit, that critique it in terms of transparency and lobbying. And that the language, I think, is changing, and it's veering away from a kind of easy description of it as a conspiracy theory or something, which you still get, but you get less of, and more simply journalists treating it for what it is, which is an extremely high-powered, commercially paid-for globalist summit. So, yes, I think there's a change from the point of view of the media for the good. And in terms of Bilderberg itself, I think it's fascinating to see how over the last few years they have shifted towards Silicon Valley and towards new technology. You know, the people that you see on their board of on the steering committee are people like Eric Schmidt from Google and Peter Thiel, who's on the board of Facebook. And they've just brought in Alex Karp, who runs Palantir, which is chaired by Peter Thiel, which is the big kind of data mining and data analysis company, which was set up with CIA money. And in fact, they bring in Google DeepMind people, like Dennis Hassabis, who runs Google DeepMind. And they've got someone who's the co-chairman of OpenAI. So artificial intelligence and data mining and data analysis and big data, that's been a theme for the last few years. So what you can see is that Bilderberg is not really this old fuddy-duddy group of people. you know,
they're passing the baton on to the technocrats.
Yeah, exactly,
and I'm glad you
yeah.
raised this. Because you talk about they want to be in the future, but they're obsessed with the past with one of your headlines earlier this week. So let's talk about that. They admit they want a technocracy. They call themselves technocrats, unelected. They're going to decide. They're going to feed us what data they want. They're going to control the future. These are all statements. They're handing the baton to the Zuckerbergs and the Schmidts of the world who are there. So we really see the old guard, like the Skeksis, collapsing into dust, handing the scepters. I mean, is that an accurate way to basically boil this down?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they, you know, some of them fade away, but, you know, Kissinger is still here. He's 93. I've just saw him arrive. If you look at some of the older guys, people like Jacob Wallenberg, they run huge industrial conglomerates. And they're still extremely powerful. A lot of these are families, like the Wallenberg family.
Oh, of course they're powerful. I'm just saying they're betting everything on technocracy and
absolutely,
kind of handing
yes.
the control over to the technocrats.
They're definitely betting on technology and technocracy. I mean, without a doubt. Because apart from anything else, they're not idiots. They, you know, they're smart people and they want to be smart. But, you know, because being smart for them means keeping, I would say, in control. Is perhaps
sure. Why do you think they wanted to keep it secret for over 50 years? And what do you think they think of failing now?
It's an odd one, isn't it? I think they have... They've pushed the media away for so long that the mainstream media got out of the habit of speaking about Bilderberg. They sort of forgot that it existed. Then it became a little bit of an embarrassment almost, because, and it is an embarrassment, to be quite honest, it is embarrassing that the mainstream media still, to a large degree, don't turn up. But, you know, they're still writing about it. And I tell you what's a really good sign is that the agencies are here. So we've got Getty Images and we've got Reuters, who are here taking photographs and feeding them into the kind of press pool of stuff that floats around. So at least the newspapers that can't quite be bothered to come here can at least take the photographs and then write around it. So, you know, it's all, I would say it's changing for the good. And, you know, the more everyone like you and Luke Rudowski and Dan Dix and everyone who comes and talks about it, everyone that keeps the subject ticking over and in the public consciousness, and in the media consciousness, all of that is hugely important because, you know, absolutely, they clearly don't like publicity. And in fact, what's interesting is that this hotel that's at this year has got two entrances, and all of the politicians, with I think about one exception, have come in the blocked out limos, and they've been swept into the back door, down into the underground garage, with no chance of being photographed. And, you know, it's been the industrialists and the financiers that have come in the front door because they kind of don't care. So, you know, in an age where politicians talk so easily about transparency, it's kind of pathetic.
That's right.
Very senior politicians are hiding like this.
And I think what you hit on, Mr. Skelton, again, the London Guardian, is so key. Charlie Skelton joining us, theguardian.com, is that politicians have always denied this even existed, or that Tony Blair or Bill Clinton got vetted there, or Hillary got vetted there, or Obama got vetted there. I mean, I was there. I saw the Secret Service drive in. They aimed MP5 heckler, you know, machine guns at me. I got it on tape, you know, and they still said, didn't happen, New York Times. It's just such a collapse of the facade. But you point out the political class looking at the list. They always try to stay off the list, but more and more, as you pointed out, this year, it appears to be almost purely political. Normally, it's all about big business deals, or there's about to be a new war, a bunch of generals, or some of the Saudis are there. Now the Chinese are hardly ever there, showing they've been kind of kicked out of things. So you can really see this is so political. What do you think is behind that from your sources or just your resource? I mean, is it trying to keep Britain in the euro? Is it because of Europe and so much trouble with the migrant thing? I mean, what do you think makes this so political this year instead of just managing, you know, the next political move? It seems, what does it signify to have so many politicians there?
Well, I think it signifies to me that the power base of Bilderberg, which is broadly speaking one of transnational banks and oil companies and industrial conglomerates, so Shell Oil, BP, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, these giant financial entities, clearly want to keep their consensus going. They want to keep their worldview in play.
So that means that they've got a lot of politicians there. They may be having trouble keeping everybody in line. Or maybe they're trying to make sure they follow the plan exactly, or what is it?
I mean, you know, at one level, who knows? Because, you know, we don't get to, the politicians that come don't generally report back on it. And, you know, for example, our Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, goes regularly. He's not here this year, but he does regularly go. And he reports back in his transparency data, and I use the phrase advisedly, with the phrase, general discussion. That's all he admits happened at the at Bilderberg, general discussion. It's a bit like when you look at their list of topics and they have current events. You know, that isn't telling us anything, and it's kind of a slap in the face for anyone that values...
Sure, remember Watford 4 years ago? They were denying the prime minister was going? Or was it 3 years? And then here he comes, you know, riding straight in?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tony Blair lied to Parliament about going, and then was caught on camera by Luke Radowski, actually, who put him on the spot. He went, oh, yes, actually, it was a very useful meeting. Yes, I was there in 1993. That's years after having lied to Parliament about going. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, I live in hope, that the more attention, the more chipping away we do at this story, the more we can hold it in kind of media and public consciousness, so that politicians will just be more inclined to behave like adults and behave like, you know, representative democracy, you know, representative.
Exactly. And transparency is going to make them act better. That's why they don't want transparency.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's it. Transparency puts them on the spot and it holds them to account. And, you know, the last thing a politician wants is to be held to account.
Charlie Skelton is our guest at TheGuardian.com. We got one more short segment with him, and the fourth hour starts with Anthony Gucciardi coming in. When we come back, I want to just let you talk about whatever you think is most important instead of me asking questions, but also get into what else do you think is on the agenda that's not on this list? What does this list that they put out tell you about what's coming up? Charlie Skelton with the London Guardian, one of the first, if not the first, big international publications to even admit Bilderberg existed. Okay? And again, a lot of that is so much because Drudge, about a decade ago, began to link to our articles at Infowars.com. This isn't about credit here, but it's about realizing the evolution of awakening and that we're winning.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Yeah. politics, the economy, and more with Anthony Gucciardi in the next hour. I'm going to ride shotgun into the next hour with him. And Anthony will also be opening phones up. Charlie Skelton's our guest. Okay, Charlie Skelton, The Guardian, over in Dresden, Germany, covering what's happening. I think we agree, unprecedented coverage, unprecedented admissions that big decisions are being made there. What else is on your radar screen right now?
Well, I would say that it's a statement made by the chairman of Bilderberg, Henri de Castries, he's the guy tipped to be the new head of HSBC, one of the world's largest banks. He was asked recently an interview, does privacy exist? No. He was asked, is privacy dead? That's right. He was asked, is privacy dead? And he looked at the guy and he went, yes. And what's very interesting is that I'm talking about some of the elites here at Bilderberg, treat privacy as something which has kind of, for most of us, evaporated. And yet, for them, I only have to look out the window and see the rows and rows of police vans and the concrete walls. Privacy is absolutely alive and well and thriving at Bilderberg. But for us, you know, they have people like Alex Karp, as I said, from Palantir, who's job is one of the world's largest private companies. Their software is designed to crunch our data that we're freely just spouting out in every which way.
And create algorithms.
Exactly. So you've got a board member of Facebook here, Peter Thiel. You know, this is, it's all about, you know, and obviously Eric Schmidt from Google. So
that's a great point. Schmidt makes his girlfriends wear hoods over their heads. Zuckerberg's buying up his whole neighborhood so nobody can look at him. They're obsessed with secrecy and have the police harassing the press. And then they're all spying on us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, worse than spying on us, they think it's dead. They think the argument is over. They think, you know, when I say that, if I'm quoting the chairman of Bilderberg, I think it's fair enough to say he thinks, at least, that privacy is dead. It's over. So we're living in a world, a post-privacy world.
This is so they're killing our privacy, using our data against it, and then giving themselves, like, royalty exemption from it.
Absolutely. And it's a very technocratic structure, if you think about it. You know, it's like Soviet Russia. There's the elite, or East Germany. You know, it's the elite who know everything, and the rest of us who get spied on. And, you know, the difference is, in West Germany, a guy had to sit there listening at the keyhole or whatever, and here we're just throwing open our lives to data crunching companies.
Sure, like, and I know on German TV, because I follow it some, they have all these shows about the Stasi and how bad it was and who, and then they admit it's like hundreds of times worse now. And it's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's an argument, I think, that needs to be reignited.
No, you always have the best arguments. I mean, you're absolutely right. They're total hypocrites.
Totally. You know, and it's kind of annoying that, you know, we talk about transparency. You know, politicians are meant to be transparent, and yet structures, like political structures like Bilderberg, carry on as totally happily as ever, and just as powerful, if not more, than ever. So, yeah, it's a kind of a slightly...
And they use all their inside data, they admit, to game the markets, to rig the stock markets, the currency. They admit just everything's rigged, they take all our data, they screw us over, and then our taxes pay to have paramilitary police harass the press.
Yeah, absolutely. And they will engage in things like LIBOR fraud and a lot of banking fraud. And they, you know, the guy who, well, anyway, yeah, there's people here who've been implicated in these things. So, yeah, there's definitely a kind of one rule for one, lots of rules for the rest
of
us.
Well, I'm glad you're there, yeah. Charlie Skelton, covering it. Hopefully before you leave or on Monday in the aftermath or so, we can have you pop back in. Folks can go to The Guardian and just type in Charlie Skelton or Bilderberg. You'll find his reportage. Are there other good ways to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, or how?
Yeah, I'm tweeting from Deyouk, DEYOOK, Deyouk. That's on Twitter. But also, there's quite a lot of information on BilderbergMeetings.co.uk. So a lot of background stuff there for people who are interested.
All right, Charlie, be safe, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be back in the fourth hour. A lot of stations cover it. Some don't. Infowars.com/show. I'll be co-hosting with Anthony.
Yes.
We're getting back into what's happening locally when we return.